AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Sources are telling the Associated Press a significant prisoner swap is taking place between the U.S. and Russia. It's believed to be Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and a security executive, Paul Whelan. Our Rita Foley reports another journalist may be involved.
In a statement posted online, Radio Liberty acknowledges media reports that a journalist working for the broadcaster, Alsu Kormasheva, would be released as part of the deal. But again, there is a lot we don't know yet about this prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia.
This deal would be the latest exchange in the last 2 years between Washington and Moscow. The nation's unemployment rate has risen. Here's our Shelley Adler.
The Labor Department says jobless claims for the week ending July 27th climbed by 14,000 to 249,000. That's the most since the first week of August last year, and the 10th straight week that claims have come in above 220,000.
Another tragedy strikes the family of senior airman Roger Fortson. He was shot and killed by a deputy in the Texas Panhandle who was responding to a call at another apartment. Now authorities say Fortson's teenage brother, Andre Fortson, has died by gunfire near Atlanta. As Vice President Kamala Harris prepares to announce a running mate in her presidential bid, a new AP NORC poll finds several of the top potential contenders are largely unknown to voters.
Arizona Senator Mark Kelly has more name recognition and higher favorability among Democrats, according to the survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, another frontrunner, is seen favorably by 4 in 10 adults in the Northeast, but nationally, 6 in 10 don't know enough about him.
Wall Street is trading mixed this midday. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks rose in morning trading on Thursday, adding to Wall Street's big gains from the prior day. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 77 points, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 1%. The gains were led by Facebook owner Meta Platforms and other companies that delivered better-than-expected profit reports. Reporting after the bell Thursday are iPhone maker Apple and online retail giant Amazon. Bond yields eased following economic reports that seemed to give more leeway for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates soon. Damian Troisi, New York.
Hollywood's video game performers are heading to the Warner Brothers studio lot. They'll be picketing against what they call an unwillingness from gaming companies to protect voice actors against the use of artificial intelligence. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.